From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. An international investigation into a fast-spreading virus will soon be underway. The World Health Organization will convene an emergency committee next week on the Zika virus outbreak to discuss an international response to an outbreak of the disease amid concerns that it may have links to a bout of rare birth defects. During a special session in Geneva Thursday, WHO Director General Margaret Chan said Zika virus was considered to be of little threat to humans when it was first discovered in Uganda in 1947. But since that time, she said, it has spread throughout the world and in recent years become associated with neurological complications.
As of today, cases have been reported in 23 countries and territories in the region. The level of alarm is extremely high. Arrival of the virus in some places has been associated with a steep increase in the birth of babies with abnormally small heads.
The WHO director said Monday's emergency meeting to be held in Geneva will be designed to provide advice on the appropriate level of international concern and for recommended measures that should be taken in affected countries. The war crimes trial of former Ivory Coast President Laurent Gbagbo began Thursday at the International Criminal Court. He pled not guilty. Gbagbo, the first former head of state to be tried at The Hague, is facing charges of crimes against humanity, including rape and murder, in the four-month-long conflict in 2010 that left 3,000 people dead. The 70-year-old Gbagbo launched the war to cling to power, said prosecutors. This is VOA News. After being delayed from Monday, talks are set to get underway in Geneva Friday on what promises to be a long road to peace in Syria, where the conflict soon entering its sixth year has killed a quarter of a million people. More from VOA's Luis Ramirez in London.
Syrian government representatives decided to attend the talks after discussions earlier this month with a UN special envoy in Damascus. For the UN envoy, it's an important first step.
My job is to be always optimistic.
But even setting the stage for negotiations to hold negotiations has proven a difficult and fragile process. The talks are to start against a backdrop of unceasing violence. As UN-designated terrorists, Islamic State militants are not invited. Organizers are doing everything possible to avoid spoiling the talks before they start and leaving potential troublemakers off the list. The opposition is setting goals. They want, at a minimum, a broad-based ceasefire, an end to the siege, and access for humanitarian aid to all parts of Syria. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, London.
The Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, is in France taking advantage of the recent lifting of economic restrictions against Tehran after signing a nuclear agreement. The Iranian leader was formally greeted in Paris before addressing the Iran-France Business Forum, where he appealed to investors that Iran is open for business. He also was scheduled to meet with French President Francois Hollande on a trip marking a new era for Iran after Western sanctions were lifted when Tehran agreed to curb its nuclear program. Facebook will soon roll out a wider range of reactions to posted items than like. Soon you'll be able to be angry or sad or shout yay or wow or simply love a comment, photo, or video posted on the social media site. The CEO Mark Zuckerberg said Wednesday, "We want people to be able to share all of the things that are meaningful to them, not just the things that are happy and that people are going to like when they see it." Facebook began testing the new expressions, which it calls reactions, last October in Chile, the Philippines, Portugal, Ireland, Spain, Japan, and Colombia. The nearly month-long standoff at a federal wildlife refuge in the northwestern U.S. state of Oregon between authorities and a group of armed occupiers appears to be winding down. The FBI and Oregon State Police say two members of the group, Dwayne Leo Elmer and Dylan Wade Anderson, were arrested late Wednesday afternoon as they were leaving the Mallard National Wildlife Refuge. A third man, Jason Patrick, was arrested a few hours later. Authorities say the men had been in contact with them during the day and that each one had chosen to turn himself in. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.